But even as she sought to ensure economic equality, she also realized that the social equality that the founders of the nation had hoped to bring about was a distant dream. Casteism and communalism remained the bane of a nation where economic progress was essential to remove the shackles of poverty. Shed your caste prejudices, shut out your communal outlook, she urged her people. Only then will there be faster progress in the country.
The concepts of democracy, of socialism, of secularism are not yet clear in the minds of our people. It was after considerable consideration that we chose the path of democracy. Not because it is the quickest path, perhaps it isn't, but because it is the path which helps the people to grow to political maturity. And we felt that that was most important for our people. For them to feel involved in what is happening in the country, to participate in the development of the country, this can only be done if they have certain choices open to them. And this is a system which gives them that choice. What can be more easy in a country like India to arouse people emotionally with slogans of religion, with slogans of language, or with other regional interests? And these are some of the matters which come in the way of our progress and of speedy development. We are a country seeped in tradition. Can we really be democratic unless we sweep away some of that tradition which is not relevant to the life of today? But we find how many of our functions, how much of our time goes in something which has happened long, long ago. I have nothing against the religious functions of people. But how much time can we spend remembering something that happened thousands of years ago, or maybe did not even happen in the way we think it happened? So much of it is looking back. Even our national leaders, they are great leaders. They have inspired us. They have brought the country forward. They have given us independence. But the new generation has to go forward. It cannot keep looking back, however great a person was. But so much of our energy goes in observing festivals and other things, looking backward. You cannot look backward and go forward. You have to make up your mind which you want to do. There can be no democracy if you're looking backwards. There can be no democracy if you have a communal outlook and you have false barriers between men and men, citizen and citizen. There can be no democracy if you do not have socialism. Because democracy and inequality cannot coexist. We talk of socialism, of equality, but we almost always think of it merely in terms of the economic program. Can there be equality if one says this man cannot drink where I am drinking? This man cannot sit with me where I am sitting? It doesn't matter what economic programs you have. If this situation continues as we have in parts of our country, you can't have democracy no matter how well your parliament or your assembly work. So these are some fundamental matters to which we have to give thought.